This is EAA Radio, broadcasting the spirit of aviation around the globe.
I'm Farid Guillot. A recent change in FAA policy will now allow for the special issuance of a medical certificate to pilots who are taking medication for mild to moderate depression, conditions that until now barred them from all flying duties. Four antidepressant medications are approved for use under the new program, which requires the pilot to demonstrate successful treatment to qualify. As part of the policy, a six-month amnesty program was also announced to allow pilots who were using the medication in secret to join the program. EAA Aeromedical Advisory Council flight surgeon Greg Pennell says that the policy change is significant, but narrow in focus.
It's significant from a couple of points of view. Number one, it is going to allow people with stable, well-treated clinical depression on a certain subgroup of medications to be able to get back into the air. It's basically the FAA taking advantage of some research which has been done since the early 2000s, which say that it is safe to allow pilots with clinical depression and taking certain medications to fly.
Up until this point, if someone had anxiety or mild depression, what were their chances of getting certified? How would that happen if it could?
It was actually pretty low. First of all of the medications, which we call psychotropic or are mind-altering medications, were not allowed. Anxiety disorder was another one that the medications that would treat it were not allowed for. Also, the diagnoses themselves, clinical depression and anxiety disorder, were specifically disqualifying. In some cases, the person, if the depression were to resolve or if the anxiety disorder were to resolve, there's another one we call adjustment disorder, which is kind of a temporary clinical depression which goes away. If those would resolve, the airman could get back into the air after being off of medication for 90 days, and it was proven that the diagnosis didn't exist anymore.
In some of my conversations with airman medical examiners in the past, this policy of not allowing the use of antidepressants is a little bit behind the times compared to maybe some other countries.
Maybe another way to say it would be that it wasn't till the current generation of antidepressant medications came on board, what we call the SSRI or SNRI medications, the things such as Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, and Lexapro, which are the medications which are being allowed. Until that generation of medications came aboard, there weren't medications which had the low chance of side effect and the high efficacy. In other words, they really did work on the depression. We really didn't have the situation where we really could go ahead with this kind of program.
Coming up next week on April 12th, you'll be giving an EAA webinar on this very topic. What are you going to cover?
I'm going to cover a little bit of the basics of what is clinical depression and some of the other associated mental health problems. We're going to take a short little look at some of the documents that the FAA used, some of the research that the FAA used to make the change in policy. I'm going to go through how the policy is going to be actually implemented, what's going to be the route back to your medical certification. And then also I had a little email conversation with Dr. Tilden, the federal air surgeon, to basically go over some of the questions that I thought were going to be asked by people, and Dr. Tilden was nice enough to reply very quickly, so I'll be able to incorporate some of those what-if questions into the webinar.
You also serve on the EAA Aeromedical Advisory Council. Talk a little bit about what that council does for EAA members.
Well, the EAA Aeromedical Advisory Council is a group of physicians, all aerospace medicine trained, what we do is a couple of things. First of all, we try to make recommendations to EAA as far as positions that they should take on various different aeromedical issues. And then also what we do is at the member level, we try to guide members in individual cases where they're having problems and trying to give them good guidance on how to approach getting their medical back.
Greg, thanks very much.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
Dr. Greg Pennell is a member of the EAA Aeromedical Advisory Council and will present an EAA webinar, Flying with Depression, the new FAA program on Monday, April 12th. You can register by visiting oshkosh365.org. I'm Farid Guillot, EAA Radio News.